Let's get right into that story, and that's exactly what happened. A member of the Rhema Bible Church made a monthly deposit to a church, as she does every month. However, this time she added a zero to the amount. In studio is Eyewitness News reporter Khomotso Modise. Good afternoon, Khomotso. Just take us through exactly what happened then.
Good afternoon, Ray. Well, you have it right. This lady, her name is Sharon, was in church in January, and she was making her deposit. She wanted to return her tithes like many Christians do, and she happened to add an extra zero. Now, for argument's sake, we'll just say that she paid 20,000 rand instead of 2,000 rand.
Oops.
And when she realized that was the case, the following day she went to the church thinking it would be a very simple process, and she would get her money back. And the church said, "Ooh, unfortunately, you're going to have to go to your bank and you're going to have to reverse it." And when she did that, the bank said, "No, you're going to have to get the okay from the church, for this amount to be reversed." So she went back and forth, from the 27th of January, actually. So this is like 3 weeks where she's been going back and forth. She's relayed her side of the story to EWN, speaking about how she approached the church multiple times, and the church at some point even sent her away, saying that she was trespassing. She's even said that she had tried to get in touch with the COO, who goes by the name of Anton, I believe, who couldn't help much, actually. And she eventually reached out to 702, but she says it's been a very difficult month for her. I mean, she only wanted to pay 10% of her salary, and she paid way more. And as a result, she couldn't be able to pay for her bills. She says her debit orders all bounced. And she couldn't pay for her bond. She doesn't have food in her house, Ray, because she just paid that amount. And she just says, you know, she's feeling really sad that this happened from an institution like a church that was really supposed to be looking out for her and assisting her as soon as she shouted and she said she needed the help.
It's tough because it's been January, now it's February. I think March is crazy. It's coming soon.
It's insane.
But this is the Rhema Bible Church, and we are going to try and get a hold of them to get their side of the story. But what have they said to you?
So I've reached out to the gentleman, Anton Buerta, who I believe is the COO, if not the CEO, but I seem to know that he's the COO. And he was very forthcoming with the information when he called me earlier on in the day. And he had said that, you know, they were having challenges with these type of, you know, situations. It's clear that Sharon is not the first person or the only person that this has happened to recently. They've even sent her an email. Now, I must say, Ray, to be fair, that this email was sent after I got in touch with Anton. So, you know, I'm not sure what the delay was, and maybe we should ask him what the delay was if we ever do get him on the show. And they sent the email to Sharon, which I have seen and I'm going to read now. It says, "Dear Sharon, your email of the 29th of January," so that's 2 days after she made the transaction, "refers. We apologize for the delay in getting back to you, but we've been getting a flood of people phoning in, also requesting monies, and we've had to do our checks and balances on this side. We have been communicating with the bank and have given them an instruction to return the funds." So that's very interesting. I think the question that's in my mind, and maybe in many other listeners' minds, is that this is the church, and, you know, you're giving money to the church. So what's the procedure in terms of returning this money if the person does say it was a mistake, especially if the person can prove that the transaction was made? We've seen bank statements. We've even seen screenshots of messages that came from the bank that she banks with, this is Sharon, that show that she made the deposit. So there wasn't any question that the deposit was made. So I'm really battling to understand what Rhema was trying to prove here, whether she indeed made the deposit or if she's eligible to receive the money back, what their policies are in ensuring that when people raise their hands and want the funds back, what do they do? How do they operate? And I think these are important questions.
But this is bizarre because it's a simple transaction. Mm. If they've got a copy of that on the internet bank statement, surely, okay, you made a mistake, don't worry, ma'am, we'll return the money.
Yes, I mean, she was even saying that she was happy because it, you know, it may seem like an administrative mess on the, you know, for Rema to return to minus her actual tithe from the amount that she deposited. So she was saying, no, you can just send me the full amount and I will return the tithe that I usually do every month. And then we're okay. I don't understand why the church really had such a difficult time dealing with this. From the statement I read, they did say they had to do their checks and balances. I'd like to know what that means, especially for a person who worships, is a member of the church and is known in the books of the church, you know, and returns her tithe on a regular basis. We'd imagine that the church would have records of people like that and they would be able to know if they're being scammed or not.
All right. What we're going to be doing on the Afternoon Drive show is trying to get hold of the Rema Bible Church to find out exactly what's going on. I'm Witness News reporter Chomotso Modise.